What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that is willing to dress up in drag and get on the back of a motorcycle ridden by Terry Hatcher in order to find out what makes a particular topic so great. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well, Terry, and you?
I'm doing well.
Good to hear it. That was quite a vague and oblique reference. Would you mind letting me know?
You're bloody dead right. It's a vague and oblique reference to the fact that we are covering 1989's Tango and Cash, starring Sylvester Stallone and Kurt Russell as part of our Sylvester Stallone miniseries. Now, cards on the table, folks. You chose this.
Yeah.
You chose it.
You were saying previously that your choice would have been Lock Up.
Yes, his previous movie.
Record low on the votes in terms of the public.
One for me.
No, it's kind of text because you did it on the podcast one, and then you voted on my one as well. Like,
just trying to get a bit of interest going in it.
One vote, Lock Up. I'm like, I was going to mess you, like, stop voting for Lock Up.
Just trying to get a bit of buzz going around it. We hey,
well,
we had one of our great listeners, Amo. Write in, comment, and say it's a fantastic movie. I'm intrigued to watch it. So
that's gonna have to be one on your own time.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, Tango and Cash, I've heard of. That was the only one that I had, and I'd heard of Cobra.
Cobretti.
But yeah, Tango and Cash is like
you hadn't heard of Over the Top, no?
No.
Oh wow.
No.
Yeah.
But
it's renowned. I think
for
this,
being over the top.
For I think this run of his is real. How did this get made?
Oh,
fodder. So, you know, we'll get into it.
Oof.
Yeah. It's late 80s. Post Rocky IV is kind of his fallow period.
This is like his bit. He's in the wilderness for a bit, is he?
Critically, it's like. Yeah. Rambo 3 is like crammed in there somewhere as well. Like,
was that shit?
I didn't like it. Ooh. I haven't watched it in like 20 years, but you know.
Yeah, I can imagine.
How have you been?
I've been well, Terry. I was down in Meofla's over the weekend, the esteemed Mount Juliet Estate in Kilkenny. Good lord. I mean, like, it's a lovely place and all that, but like, and his house is massive and
it's top notch.
It is top notch. But like, we went horse riding there, and so I was on my old pal Chubby again.
The Chubster.
Hello, old friend.
Who you calling Chubby?
But the problem was like during the horse ride, it was me and Joni and my sister Ashley, and we were just there trotting along and walking along, and Joni got to do a little bit of a trot, so nice. Like a little bit of a fast thing, and she loved it. And then Yoan said to me, I was like, oh, do you want to do a trot as well? I was like, yeah, sure, why not? Thinking like, all right, we'll just
give him a little click or whatever.
Yeah. And then and I was like, oh, we haven't done it yet. I was like, oh, okay. And then she was like, towards the end, she was like, do you still want to do the trot? Or are you happy enough? I was like, yeah, sure, why not? And then,
she just didn't do it?
No, but then the other two got off their horses, like, okay, this is the end. And then she led me and the horse into some, like, training area where they were just watching from behind the gate and I'm there on the horse.
What is happening?
I was so close to be like, no. I thought you meant just, like, while we're walking along. So she had to do a whole thing and I had to, like, bounce up and down. And I looked ridiculous.
Come on, Andrew. She's like, come on.
Yeah. Wow. But
put your back into it.
There's a picture someone took of like, now I'm deliberately trying to look as gormless as possible on the horse, like but there's like in one of those shots, like the horse is just looking right at the camera like this fucking guy.
What the fuck?
But I mean, it was nice. It was very nice. And we watched the Super Mario Brothers movie again. And
wasn't a fan.
You know what? I'm actually doubling down on my fandom now. The sheer amount. I'll tell you why. You're already giving me the look, Terry, but I'll tell you why. I'm going to ignore it, and I'm going to keep going. The sheer number of references in the movie.
To the game?
To the franchise. Is just...
Oh, listen to you. To the franchise.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Make me sick.
What would you call it?
To the game.
Yeah, but there's there's movies, there's shows, there's fucking
what the other movie with fucking Dennis Hopper, like
what a movie, I'll say.
We're never doing another show.
But you know what I mean? Like, I only noticed when I was looking back, I was like, oh, that's a little jingle would be, oh, that's when the end of level, whatever, whatever. Like, there's stuff in the background on the shelves. It's a real treasure trove for Easter egg hunting. If you're into that sort of thing.
Really, like Jack Black almost put his back out carrying that movie, let me tell you. Because it's low energy from a lot of the other performances.
Do you think?
Yes. Hmm. Chris Pratt.
Charlie Day was fine, wasn't he?
Was he? Is it Anya Taylor-Joy who's Peach?
Yeah, who's that?
You know Anya Taylor-Joy.
No. Stop saying the full name.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Isn't it Anna Taylor-Joy?
Is it?
Yeah. No. I know you're saying Anya, so...
Maybe it is Anna.
I just want to pick you up on that. What's she in? What's she ever done, huh?
Split. Ever seen that movie?
Nope.
What's her big one? She was in The Menu last year.
She's in things.
Queen's Gambit on Netflix. The chess girl.
The main one?
Yeah.
With the mad eyes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Stare right through you.
Jesus, stare through your soul. Oh, that's her, is it?
Yeah.
Oh. I seen a thing on Twitter.
Give it an extra notch on your belt.
I seen a thing on Twitter where it was like, there's some movie where she's supposed to be playing like a poor person or something. And like, there was a thing on Twitter which is like, I am just not buying that this person is poor at all. Yeah, just based on her face. Like, she's got rich cheekbones.
She is playing Furiosa in the new upcoming prequel to Mad Max Fury Road. Ooh. Furiosa. I mean, that's Charlize Theron's character in Mad Max Fury Road.
Maybe. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so well, the titular Furiosa.
Nice. Yeah. What were you up to this weekend? More important.
Not much. Bonnie had a bit of a play date, so me and the G-Man got to hang out for a bit. Bonnie got to watch her first bit of football that she understood for me, because she was going for her play date at 1 o'clock. So Faye was up getting ready. So 12:30, it stuck on Man United Everton game, and she got to like she got to see a goal or two. And then she's like, why are they all hugging? I was like, because they're happy.
It must be so foreign to a kid to see, like, why does this make dad go crazy?
Is the black man, and the man in black, not the black man, like the referee, like, why is he chasing everybody? I'm like, he's trying to keep up with
why's the black man chasing everybody?
Quiet.
I was kind of getting real. Like, Johnny was deliberately trying to like mess with me when the match was on, and like
yesterday.
Sorry, I'm talking right over your thing.
No, here, but, well, I finished. It was fun,
but like,
it's like a nice bit of joy.
That is good.
Yeah,
to share. Johnny knew that this match was on, but the problem is, who the fuck put this on Mother's Day? Because, jeez. Okay, so I was away. I was at the awards on Friday night. Got home, whatever, really late. Then I'm away all day. Granted, I was with Joni and all this, but, and so I come back, it's Mother's Day. We do the whole thing, but she was like, you're just back from this, and you're podcasting tomorrow then? I'm like, yeah. And you're doing that other podcast? I'm like, yeah. And is there a game tonight? Yeah. She's like, right, you know I'm not helping you with the kids while the match is on. I'm like, yeah, that's fair. I'm like, fuck. And
she said, let me make dinner. And then just watch it on the phone in the kitchen.
Kitchen's got no Wi-Fi. I gotta be in the prime kid habiting areas.
Street, your 4G or 5G or whatever.
It's still dodgy in the kitchen. It's like a little bunker or something.
Lead walls.
Yeah, so then I had fucking... Anyway, yeah, so it was one of those where I had to be kind of like... but like... And then anyway, Joe was messing, deliberately trying to annoy me, trying to like turn it off. Oh, I was like, Joe, don't. And then so like, I could tell, she's like, oh, I'm going upstairs. And I was like, all right. I was like, love you. And she's like, I love you too. And then I just, she's closing the door. She's like, but I love you a little bit less when the football's on. I was like, fair enough.
No response to that. All right.
No. Like, well, you got me there. But yeah, apart from that, fucking.
Did you see the Oscars? Happened.
I saw that Cillian Murphy won.
Cillian. They fucking...
What?
Jimmy Kimmel's like calling him Cillian. I'm like...
Oh, that's... That's a lack of respect. Is
fucking idiots.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, he won. What was the big...
Tell me all about it.
The big... No, there's no surprise. The big surprise was Emma Stone picking up her second Best Actress Oscar.
Ooh.
Ahead of Lily Gladstone from Killers of the Flower Moon, which is a bit of a shame, to be honest, because she would have been the first ever native actress to have won Best.
You've got to do it on merit, though, don't you?
Yeah, she's probably better, though, in my
opinion.
Is
she?
Yeah, she's very, very good. Somebody said to me, like, she's not in the movie enough. And, like, the movie's 3.5 hours. She's in the first 2 hours quite a lot.
Mm.
And then they do a thing where she gets, like, ill.
Right.
So she's kind of bedridden for the last hour and a half. But it's still, like, front and center for 2 hours. Well, Emma Stone is great.
It's mad to say two-time Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
And she's been nominated, like, 2 or 3 other times as well. Like,
I mean, she's good. She's great.
She's brilliant. Like, actress of our generation. Like, super bad. Who's better?
Actress of our generation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose, right?
Like,
who is better? Who'd be up there in terms of, like, we're talking, like, actress our age. Actually, yeah, answer that, and then I've got another question for you, Jack.
Okay. Who's better?
Yeah.
Nobody really.
Is she our age?
She's a bit younger. She's probably, like, 35, I'd say. I know. God.
Makes me fucking sick.
I want to vomit in rage. But it's hard. Like, I don't know if there's many that, like, I would rate higher. I think she's, like, really, really talented. Like, I have thought so since before La La La. Like, when I saw her in Superbad, I'm like, this girl has something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's just, she hasn't really made a, there's nothing that she's been in that I'm like, shouldn't have done that. I didn't know. I haven't seen Cruella. So I'll put that on the table where it's the prequel to 101 Dalmatians.
All right.
But, you know, I heard she was quite game for it. She went
quite
whole
versatile,
hog.
Though, isn't
she? Yeah, she is. Like, what's the next question?
My question is, right, now, at the risk of sounding too woke, not that there's anything wrong with that, but do you remember, like, I've brought up a few times of, like, the whole, like, isn't the word actor better than actress, as in, like, don't actresses prefer to be called
actor?
Yeah, like, instead of, like, comedian, like, just comedian, you know? I was certain at least 10 years ago there was a shift around. No, we're not saying actress, it's just,
I think
they're actors.
Right? They are.
But, and then it led me to think, okay, but then why is there even a best, like, why is there a male and a female? Like, I get it in, like, sports or, like, you know, that sort of stuff. But in straight-up acting, like, there is no...
They got shows to do,
why
you
can't
know?
He have best actor? And it's like...
1 from 10, though, doesn't...
Yeah.
Need... No, that's...
Or whatever, or
that's
5.
No fun.
Or pick the top 5 acting performance. Best acting performance
that's
in
no
a
fun.
Film.
That's no fun. At least this way you get to share the wealth a little bit more and you get to appreciate more.
Just create more bullshit awards, you know? They're great at that.
Yeah, they are.
But you know what I mean? Like, is that a
I like
that a
it. I'm a bit
point?
Of a traditionalist. I like that there's one for female and male.
Mm.
You know? Kind of gets a bit murky, I guess, when somebody who's, like, non-binary or something.
Mm, that's going to be a new category soon.
Yeah. Maybe it is just best...
Best acting performance, it should really be. Because
that's
gender is irrelevant.
There's too many, because there's, like, so many movies. Like, it was hard to narrow it down to 5... For, like,
sometimes they're stretching, though, to make the 5.
This year they could have, like, they had fucking Annette Bening in at number 5 for Naiad, movie we all watched and enjoyed, right? Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's right there waiting for you.
I see what's coming on Netflix.
Spaceman?
Your boy. Top Gun Maverick is coming at the end
of March. Hey, great. Yeah.
I'll be checking that out as soon as it's
available. Why don't you hold fire on that?
What have you, like, what have you possibly got for me? What category does this fit in?
I got it. I've got the category. Yeah. We're doing it next. Is that I decided. Don't watch it. Don't watch it, okay? Trust. Have I ever led you wrong before?
Plenty of times.
Well, look
on
at
this
us,
show
but
specifically.
Look at us now. Like, the other thing, the other big fucking snub.
Please.
Was Best Original Song. Billie Eilish won for the. I don't even... What I'm Made Of, I think, is the name of the song. It's the outro song for Barbie.
Oh, okay.
And Ryan Gosling did a phenomenal performance at the show. I'm Just Ken. Get it right.
Okay, whatever. Yeah.
There's your outro for today.
No. That's the one bit of creative control I still maintain in this show. I'm not going to let you come in here and dictate what the outro song is, okay?
But he did a phenomenal performance. And I'm like, oh, well, of course... He has to win. It's like,
yeah,
no, didn't win.
Was he nominated?
Yeah, he was nominated. He could have been a two-time. Well, I don't know if he gets it. I guess the person who writes the song gets it. But I mean, City of Stars from La La Land, he sang on it. That won.
But he doesn't.
I'm just kidding. It's just the fucking best.
But he wouldn't claim that as not his really, Oscar, like, though, would
he's
he?
Too cool, right?
Yeah, he is.
He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Ken in Barbie.
But realistically, were the performances in Barbie Oscar worthy?
I think Gosling, if you take Annette Bening out and put Margot Robbie in for Barbie, like Margot Robbie was good in Barbie.
Yeah,
Ryan Gosling is one of my favorite performances of last year because he's kind of unhinged throughout the whole movie.
Right,
and like you see, he's doing stuff with his face and his eyes that are like, I don't think anybody else could do that.
Yeah.
I think it's just such an enjoyable performance for me.
Huh.
I think America Ferreira, who was, I don't remember if you remember the show Ugly Betty.
Oh yeah,
she's in Barbie. She got nominated for Best Supporting Actress, which blew my mind, to be honest, because she, and it was like one of those ones where you're never going to win the Divine Joy Randolph from The Holdovers was a lock. She won pretty much every award.
What's her name?
Divine Joy Randolph.
Just pick one, you know what I mean?
Divine Joy.
Right. Alright then.
She's phenomenal.
Okay.
But she won. I just, like, that's a case where you're like, maybe you're making up the five.
Right.
But then, like, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor. Like, it was a very, very strong year for film.
What won Best Picture? Oppenheimer?
Oppenheimer won fucking everything. Best Picture, Best Director, Best Editing, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor.
The big five?
No, he didn't win Best Screenplay. Best Original Screenplay went to Anatomy of a Fall. Great movie.
Okay.
Great movie. Really fucking good.
Is there anything that won that you're like, that shit? Or were you like, you know what? Good picture. I could see it being considered.
American Fiction won Best Adapted Screenplay. And I liked the movie. We watched it there recently. It's funny. And it's kind of, it's a satire that kind of loses itself, I thought, towards the end. Killers of the Flower Moon wasn't even nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay, which is crazy to me. And it probably should have won, in my opinion.
Let alone be nominated.
Yeah, like somebody was like posting De Niro scenes. It was like, he's not going to win tonight because Downey Jr. But like, listen to him say this. And then even if you're just like thinking about the text that he's saying, you're like, oh my God, like this fucking...
Was that nominated for Best Picture?
Yeah.
Right.
Didn't win. They won nothing. Zero wins
for
Barbie.
Would you put that over Oppenheimer?
No. I didn't on my top 10. And I
wouldn't. Oppenheimer would be your number one?
Of the year? No. Holdovers was my number one of the year. Loved it. Right. Oppenheimer was number three. Oppenheimer is such an immensely watchable movie.
Right.
Like, it deserves... It made $1 billion on this subject. You're like, how... You know, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Like, I went in being like, I don't want to watch this movie about fucking J. Robert Oppenheimer.
It doesn't pull me in as like, oh, I've got to watch Oppenheimer.
It's unreal. Like, and it's like an action movie about people talking.
Right.
So you're like sitting there and you're listening to them and there's this music swelling and you're like, what's going to happen? And it's like somebody says like, oh, you forget about the whatever incident. You're like, what the fuck is that incident? Like, oh, they haven't even shown us that yet. Like,
how about, because this is the most important thing that's ever happened in the history of the world.
Fucking great. Like, it's like, there's so many bits in it where you're just like, yeah, exactly. Good movie, man. And I'm delighted. Look, I'm happy Killian won. I would have preferred to see Paul Giamatti win. And my hot take is I had Killian third in the Best Actor race behind Bradley Cooper.
Oh, as fucking
Leonard Bernstein.
Beethoven or whatever the fuck.
Maestro, please.
Yeah.
Maestro. He's very good. Very good. Underrated performance. Even though it got like a bunch of Oscar noms and didn't, got no wins. Like, there's so many movies that like got no wins yesterday.
And who votes?
The members of the Academy.
Is that like actors?
Actors.
Like Tom Hanks have a vote.
Yeah. Actors, directors, screenwriters, you know, production
designers.
Are they
designers. Not just voting for their mates? Like,
they might be. Mm. Like, there's people that, there's a big inquest because they had to like invite new members of the Academy because it was like, they realized, oh, it's just a bunch of old white guys that like don't watch all the movies that are nominated. So they just be like, yeah, that one's good.
Yeah. No comedies.
Yeah, that's it. Like, it's been a, like that's the thing about American fiction where they're like, probably the like biggest comedy to win.
Mm. In, something.
Yeah, and it's like, not really a comedy. Well, it is. It's funny, but like, it's not like, I don't know, back in the 80s,
yeah,
you like, would get nominated for a comedy, like, you know?
I don't understand it. I mean, it's
it is looked
another
down,
stain.
You're
on
a clown.
Yeah, exactly. Dance for me, clown. look, on that note, speaking of movies.
Yeah.
Should we get into this movie?
Yes.
I'll tell you one thing. Whoever set us up is really connected.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Relax. Soap, and don't flatter yourself.
Easy come, easy go.
I hate you karate guys. You know me, huh?
Yeah, I hear you're the second best cop in LA.
That's funny, I hear the same thing about you.
Like now!
We'll take it.
No.
That's one of a kind.
We won't put a scratch on it.
Did you sleep with my sister?
I was so drunk, I don't remember, okay?
That was the trailer for 1989's Tango and Cash, starring Kurt Russell and Sylvester Stallone, directed by... wait.
Who was Terry?
Let me get it.
Terry? You okay? Terry? Hello, 911.
Andre Konchalovsky.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I questioned the pronunciation, but still.
I think it's Andre.
Okay.
Care to take a stab at the budget, Andy?
20 mil.
54 million.
Whoa. Whoa.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Box office opening.
15 million.
6 million.
Ooh.
Domestic. It opened at Christmas. What are they doing? Like, domestic total?
Domestic total. 75 million.
63 million.
Fuck.
Is
it 10%?
No. Worldwide. Now, as an asterisk next to this, because Box Office Mojo doesn't give any worldwide total.
But what is the actual worldwide? I mean, surely more than one website as a reference.
Well, I do, yes, of course. So we're gonna go with this. I'm not sure if it's correct, but I have a total for you.
Okay. 128 million.
120.
Ah, fuck. Oh,
10%.
I get it.
Yeah. You're 1 for 4.
He's back, baby. I think getting anything right is good. This whole like one, two, three out of four. Like, if I get one, I'm like, fucking yes, man. I guarantee you, nobody on the street is getting anything close to these.
Well, they haven't watched the movie. They don't get to know.
Well, it's only easy if you know the answer, you know.
Rotten Tomatoes. Critics
all agreed it was a stinky pile of chee. 63.
31.
Whoa, whoa. Couldn't split up Tango and Cash.
That's also true.
This is our song of exultant joy, cause we only came to kick some ass. Rock the fucking house and kick some ass. What are we gonna do?
You came in early. You came in early.
I wanted to get there.
Get there. There's no cash.
I thought you were gonna move on.
Bash now. Watch out, cow. Watch out, cow.
I have been singing that song all week in my head since watching it. Well, I watched it last night, but
in anticipation.
Yes.
Rotten Tomatoes audience, Andy.
65.
52.
Whoa.
Care for some IF?
Please.
Originally, this film was called The Setup, based on an idea by John Peters. Remember him?
Nope.
Bradley Cooper portrayed him in your favorite movie, Licorice Pizza.
Oh, that guy.
The guy who like was Barbra Streisand. And also had a run in with Kevin Smith with the giant spider. For the Superman movie. This guy like graduated from being a hairdresser to the stars to being a big Hollywood movie producer. We'll talk about him.
Okay.
John Peters and Peter Gruber. Stallone and Patrick Swayze were signed on to star, and Andre Konchalovsky was hired to direct. He did, I don't know if you remember, the John Voight picture, Runaway Train.
I've heard of it.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Stallone had the original director of photography, Barry Sonnenfeld. Ever heard of him?
No, I have not.
Never heard of Barry Sonnenfeld?
No.
The guy that directed The Addams Family and Men in Black.
I'd never heard that name before. I've heard those movies. Never heard
that. He had him fired, Andy.
Who, of course, he needs no introduction. He had him fired.
He had him fired. So that Donald E. Thorne, who shot Stallone's previous movie, Lock Up, could come on board.
He's throwing his weight around, isn't he?
So certainly, man. Wait till you hear. After 3 months of filming, Konchalovsky was fired by John Peters in a dispute over the movie's ending. Apparently, Konchalovsky and Stallone tried to make it more grounded and serious, while Peters was very insistent that it be goofier and campier. In fact, Konchalovsky stated that he understood that he was being brought on for a buddy cop movie with bits of humor a la 48 Hours, but by the end, Peters essentially wanted to turn it into a spoof movie with no semblance of reality. When Peters realized he couldn't get Konchalovsky to bend to his will, he fired him. That's taken from Konchalovsky's memoir.
Brilliant.
Officially, though, the reason given for his dismissal was the fact that the film was several months behind schedule due to the differences between Peters and the director.
God.
Brian James, who played Raquin.
Oh, yeah.
Was, get this, he was originally hired for two lines. His character had two lines.
Which one was Raquin again?
The English guy.
Oh,
the guy
God.
That's like so not English.
The worst English accent.
But basically he said the shoot was in disarray from the start. He had two lines and he was in a scene with Stallone. He's like, I'm going to try and make myself stand out, maybe get noticed for my next project. So he put on like the worst Cockney accent. And Stallone loved it. Immediately went and rewrote some of the script to incorporate him into it. Because Jack Palance, who played, you know, My Beautiful Mice, you know, the guy, the bad guy, whatever his name was. He was like excited to sign on because he's like, I had some great scenes with Stallone. And by the end, he's like, I never worked with him once.
Because Stallone, was it because Stallone beef fleshed out this
other
guy?
Yeah, and then he became like the main, well, not the main bad guy.
But the on-screen adversary of
exactly.
Stallone. Has Stallone just fallen ass backwards into success?
No, I think he takes himself seriously and he protects his brand and his image and his movies. Like, but apparently he's an asshole. Like, you know,
really?
That, like, we'll get to it when we get to Creed, but like, there's a reason why he didn't win the Oscar for Creed.
Oh, because he's a dickhead, like?
Apparently, all the, like, the voting categories of, like, the people who've worked on him on the production and makeup side, they're like, fuck that guy.
And why is it? Like, what is he like? Is he just rude? Just
prima donna, I think, you know, right, controlling. Right. Don't you know who I am?
Huh.
I
get the impression someone could just be like, shut the fuck up, Sly.
To Stallone?
Yeah.
I don't think
like,
so.
Okay.
No. Stallone is savvy. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
According to Konchalovsky, Stallone was the person on this film, though, holding things together despite the firing of Sonnenfeld. By the end of principal photography, Stallone was said to be acting as producer, director, writer, and star of the film.
Self-appointed.
That's the way he likes it. Like, I'm taking over. Officially, Albert Magnioli was brought in to film the ending. Before him, Peter MacDonald had acted up from being a second unit director to kind of bridge the gap between the two of them.
This movie's in disarray.
He did the same thing on Rambo 3 a year earlier when Stallone fired the director.
Fucking hell.
You can tell. Stallone has talked about how he would have liked to actually done Konchalovsky's version and more grounded, and then he's like talks about Kurt Russell, who's like He's like, he's a pro. Kirk came in, did his lines, you know. And
so, like,
you find very little on Kurt Russell having to say anything about this movie.
Oh, really? Yeah. Why is that?
I think he's just like...
He's not that proud of it.
He's just like, whatever.
I want my check.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, it wasn't a case of, like, Stallone and... Because I was thinking when I was watching it, I was like, oh, this is, like... Finally, Stallone is, like, the hired talent onto this other machine.
It seemed like that. That's what I was thinking.
Him and Kurt Russell. I was like, oh, great. But from what I'm hearing here, it's like, Stallone shoehorned himself into proceedings, and now it's a Stallone movie.
As per usual. Like, now, in fairness, he was the original. Like, he didn't find the script or anything like that.
Right.
He was signed on at the start. But when things started to go mental, or like, also he contributed to it by firing the DP, you know, at the start. He kind of just was like, okay, this is me. But Arnie watched for you, Twins, 1988, a year earlier, $212 million domestically.
Oof.
Didn't take a salary for it. He deferred his salary to get points on the back end. So did DeVito, and so did John Landis. Apparently they made like $40 million each.
Oof.
Unreal.
And he's done
Predator before that. Let me run down what he's done since the last time. Predator, Running Man, Raw Deal, Red Heat. Red Heat's good, man.
Is it, yeah?
Him and Jim Belushi.
Okay.
And like, he's like the Russian cop brought in, like fish out of water, and like Belushi's like, can you believe this guy? I'm stuck with that.
You know? One of these, like, stiff.
What?
Live and Drago.
And then the next year is Total Recall and Kindergarten Cop, and he is off to the races.
Wow.
Again, like...
So he's...
He's kind of, like... These last four for Stallone have been, like...
Hit after hit.
Well, since, like, Rocky IV, it's kind of been, like, not great. This was a success, I guess. It made profit, but it was not very, like, universally praised.
Yeah.
He goes to do Rocky V after this, I think, and it's kind of... You can see his 90s are very uneven, whereas whereas Schwarzenegger's late 80s, early 90s is like, you know...
Rocket to ship to the moon.
Yeah. Well, Andy.
Interesting.
Give me what you got.
Yeah, you know, I liked it.
Did you?
I liked it. You know,
That makes one of us.
Do you know what?
This movie's trash. It's 80s trash.
I liked... Do you know what?
Not good trash either, like...
I couldn't tell you how it ended. I can't tell if I fell asleep or if I was just confused. I can't really remember.
The ending is like... They do like a...
I remember that.
Finally do a high five, and then it's like
that.
It's in the paper, like Tango and Cash.
I'm pretty sure they were, I mean, the fact that you said, what was this originally called? It was
The Setup.
I got the feeling watching this that they started with the name Tango and Cash, and then, you know, where they had like they wrote like Tango and Cash in a circle, and then had like lines offshoots like, okay, what could that be?
Jack Palance.
Yeah. It's like something Tango.
James Hong. Get him in there.
Like, I felt like they worked backwards from the name.
Did you notice that he was in this movie?
I don't know who that is.
James Hong is Cassandra's father from Wayne's World 2.
Oh yeah, of course.
Got right? Still going strong at like 95 or
now?
Whatever. Now.
Whoa.
He was in Everything Everywhere All at Once last year.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Still fucking killing it. Like,
fucking hell.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Like, it was.
I was like,
I wasn't like, this fucking movie. Like,
I kind of was a little bit. Like,
Why did you put this one up as a? Were you really?
It was like, I wanted to get one of his 80s. I think it was important that we get one of, and I was like, you know what, if it's not Lock Up then Tango and Cash. I really didn't want to do Cobra. And
why didn't you want to do Cobra?
I don't know. I remember listening to the How Did This Get Made episode on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, this sounds terrible. And then I realized, looking back on it, that like, How Did This Get Made have covered Cobra, Over the Top and Tango and Cash.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, that's about right. Like, it seems this period of his life and his career. Immediately when you start, you're like, what's going on? Why does it sound this weird?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, but, and you're like, no thanks. I don't need him. They're like, hey, Tango, slow down over there. The only helicopter, don't need them. And it's just really badly made, I think.
Like, I think it's definitely badly made, but do you know what I liked about it? And this is why I would veer more. My needle would veer more towards the positive than the negative. Because it's like, it's one of those, like, you know, it's bad.
It's very bad.
But, like, it's not, like, it's not entertainingly bad like Rocky IV is. But, like, it's still, do you know what I liked about it? They don't make movies like it. And with good cut. But, like, one, the bad guy. Every time you see the bad guy, he's in the most 80s villain room of all time.
It's TVs.
These big fucking, like, you know, fish tanks.
Did you ever see City Slickers?
Yeah, I don't remember.
He's
though.
Curly from City Slickers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he won the Oscar for being Curly in City Slickers. Like, I think it's the same year or like the next year.
Wow.
Did one-handed push-ups on the stage when he won his Oscar.
The bad guy.
Yeah. Jack Palance.
Fuck. But then, like, there's lines like...
Weird performance in this. Like, his mice.
Yeah.
Beautiful mice.
My beautiful mice.
Oh.
But there's lines in it where it's like...
Tango and Cash.
This guy...
Cash and Tango.
Yeah. But, like, he's like, this guy thinks he's Rambo. And then
Rambo's
like,
a pussy.
Rambo's a pussy.
Flag on the play straight away. I'm like, fuck this movie.
And then he shoots the tank and like there's all this powder coming out. He's like, anybody want to get high? Yes.
There was that reference, and then there was the Conan the Barbarian reference.
Yeah.
I'm like,
loved you with Conan.
Fuck off. Like,
no, they don't even give a shit.
Yeah, I'm like, what do
you
tell you
what though? I will say this. Kurt motherfucking Russell.
Absolute star. Best thing far and away in this movie.
I the penny dropped for me when I was watching this. I'm like, oh, Kurt Russell is the greatest man in the history of the world.
100%.
Like,
I looked up his filmography just say, oh, like The Thing was like 79, like 82. And then like every 3 years you're like, oh, there's a fucking good movie in there too. And there's another one. And like Backdraft is 91. And, you know, Tombstone 90. And it's like, I was like, oh, because he had like a fallow period. And like every second or third movie, I'm like, no, that's fucking good too.
Yeah,
like,
you know,
he never stopped working. Oh, it's fucking great.
He is
a real mensch.
He is a mensch. And I'll tell you what, I don't think he's talked about enough in the most attractive lead men. He has never looked bad, ever.
Yeah.
He's just got... I was only saying to Kerry, but by the end she was like, all right. Because I just kept going on about it. I'm like, I'm not in love with him or anything. But like, his eyes. Like, he's just fucking... He's like, when he comes on, he lights up a scene when he comes on. Even like modern day, like when I'm watching fucking our favorite little Christmas Chronicles when he's Santa. Like, even then, he looks... exceptional in it, you know what I mean? He never looked
best
anything
Santa
but
of all time.
$1 million.
Yeah, and he's great in this.
And I'm glad they went with him instead of Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. I would lose Stallone from this movie, to be honest, because I'm really confused with his character. Like, his character is like, I'm a stockbroker, but also I decided to become a police officer. And they had the line in it.
You're dressed like a banker? what are you doing it for?
Action. Good old American action. Like, what?
Like, if you wanted action, you should have tried Mary's.
Yeah.
Like, is that a proposal? As he's walking
it's
off.
It's just quips after quips.
It is.
After quips. Stop quipping. Can everybody please stop quipping? It doesn't work if everybody quips. Like, they're back and forth. It's like, okay, stop. Like... It's like, what's your ping pong match?
This isn't real.
Like, I'm like,
Then Kurt Russell, later in the movie, has a very similar thing. He's like, is that a proposal?
Yeah.
It's like, you're the ugliest wife I've ever seen. He's like, is that a proposal? I'm like, do they even know that they previously did it? Because it didn't feel like a callback,
like,
even though it's the same line.
I'd say
line.
They filmed it about 5 months apart. Like, that was the reason that they said was your man was fired, because it was behind.
Right.
It was like 3 months behind schedule. And like... It was,
I love this that you hate this. This is so refreshing to me that you didn't like this.
But the starts are done. I'm like, this could be good. And then I'm like, they're still in the fucking prison? And they're like, when they're in the prison, they're like...
First of all, where's the guards?
Yes. Yeah. First of all, they're taken. It's like minimum security, right? And it's like taken to fucking Alcatraz or whatever. And then they're like, we can't find them. They switched out. It's like, the whole prison board is corrupt. Don't you see? And like... Okay, fine, cool, whatever. But then it's like they get thrown down the laundry chute.
Yeah.
And then a fucking gang.
And who the fuck is that guy?
Oh, that...
With the face.
So that guy is...
Is that his face?
What?
The guy, the Conan. Weird looking guy with the big fucking...
Conan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was originally hired as like a 2C or 2-line guy, and then like they were like, they really liked him and they liked how he looked, so they like pumped up his role.
He should have just been a 1C.
I thought he's pretty good actually. Yeah. Yes, I really liked him. But like the whole thing of like all of a sudden you're in like the washing, it's like the laundry chute, but yeah, also there's jail cells there as well at one point, because like Kurt Russell is fighting people and it's like hands coming through bars. I'm like, sorry, like wait a minute, what?
I know,
who designed this prison and where are all the guards?
That was the thing I noticed in this. I was like, I was saying to Carrie, I'm like, why don't they all just hop on them? Because like they start attacking them, and I'm like, look at these guys like running around in the background. Like, where's that guy running to? Like, everyone just hop on him. Yeah. And the most
they finally do this close to crucifying them. Like, it's
and they wrap them up in a chain. So very, very inventive. they wrap them up in chains, hang them on this thing above these two like things of water. That, and he breaks off like an electric current that he's like electrocuting the wire as they're getting lowered into it.
Do you know what it makes me think of?
Yeah.
Like Radioactive Man, the movie. Like, oh. It's like,
looks like we're in trouble.
Jiminy Jillikers.
It is Kurt Russell, you can see. Jiminy Jillikers, Tango.
But like, they're dead when they lowered him into the electric.
He's like,
I'm like, so you're dead. Like, and he's in there for so long.
That's the thing. And he's in it for so long. And then he comes out, and then Tango goes in. And like, Kurt Russell already has enough about him to where he's like, Tango.
Like, sorry, what?
Aren't you dead?
Yeah, like, you've been electrocuted.
And also, why aren't they just fucking kicking the shit out of them and stabbing them? Like, it's a novel. Such an inventive way to torture them.
That's prison. Like, we all watched Oz, where it's like a fucking...
Just
a toothbrush that's been burned to make like a fucking shiv out of.
And you know what? It had me fucking dying in it. Now, it's a bit later on. But you know, first of all, Terry Hatcher looks
amazing. Cards on the table. Terry Hatcher was like one of my first, like Lois and Clark.
Oof. I always remember around 95.
They're real and they're spectacular.
Oh, yeah. But in 95, she was on FHM's. Remember they used to do the 100 Sexiest Women in the World? I remember she was number one.
One?
Oh, yes. Oof. Like good peak cause. Lois and Clark.
Yeah.
She looks fantastic.
But like also that like first scene with them where he's like, just tell me where you're going to be. They're good. And she's like, I'm going to be good. He's like, that's the word. Good. You wouldn't tell me this. Or you wouldn't tell me where you're going if you weren't going to be good. Something like, I'm like, terrible scene. Sets up like that they're supposed to be in a relationship together. Maybe.
I actually couldn't work out. Are they brother and sister?
They are brother and sister by the end. But like, it's almost like halfway through film and they're like, they're going to be brother and sister. Like, because
do we have enough to work with that from what we just shot? Yeah, sure.
And like, it's not very like artfully, the track is not very well laid.
No.
Put it that way.
Good. I wasn't sure if that was just me.
No.
But there's a scene in it where she's dancing, right? And she's trying to distract the cop. This fucking cop, right? So first of all, they're trying to find Kurt Russell or whoever it is.
Russell is in Cleopatra's, I think, is the bar.
Like a strip club or whatever it is, like dancing.
He's looking for Catherine,
and so she's
no there. Catherine here,
and so she's dancing, and you can tell she's trying to like distract the cop. But this cop, right? First of all, he's eyeing her the second he walks in. Then she comes down, and he's like, "Duh," and she's dancing around him. And the captain's like, "What are you doing? We're looking for whatever." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And then they're outside, and he's still going. When Kurt Russell comes out as a woman, which we'll talk about, but it's like, "Hey, ladies, any chance of a three-way?" It's like, this guy's the most unprofessional cop. And then like they don't answer him, and then he's like, "Dykes on bikes, hey, Captain? Like, fire this man. The captain's not even into this.
You're suspended."
Yeah, without pay.
You're suspended.
Like, so, the most unprofessional
so
cop.
So, first of all, is that like, I don't think we even said, like, they get framed for murder.
Oh, yeah.
Your man comes up with a plan to get them out of their hair. Mm. On the west side, they've cost me $60 million. Yeah. And on the other side, even more than that. And the fact that, it's like, in the papers, it's like, cash... Oh no, is it Cash? Is Stallone Cash or is he Tango?
He's Tango.
So like Tango, like front page news. A police officer, like, as if the whole town knows who Tango is.
Yeah.
Tango bus. And then, like, he turns the paper over and it's like, Cash only, like, 200 or whatever. And it's like, oh, like, he only makes the byline. It's like, wah, wah. You're the best cop in the city. Second best. All this shit. So then, like, he gets them sent down, frames them for, like, murder. When they break out of prison.
Yeah.
And it's like, a real, like...
That was a good scene, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it was okay. It was weird. That, like, they're in the vents.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he goes to meet his friend that's going to break them out. Cash does. He gets killed and he's stuck in, like, the giant ventilation shafts.
Yeah.
And then Tango comes back and helps him. Great.
The scene where they're Stallone jumps onto that wire... It's hanging over it. And it's like, I get the impression that Stallone can't run for shit at this stage. Because, like,
look at him running.
He kind of takes off. And then there's a clear stunt double where he's like, choop, 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 choop. Like, that's not him. And then just the fucking, he does this dive to the rope. The mad close up, like, just looked ridiculous.
They have the belt in their mouth and they use the belt to slide down.
Yeah, yeah.
But then when they're out and they're like, we got to keep a low profile, and they split up. Kurt Russell just shows up at this building, this electronics like workshop. Yeah. I'm like, where is this now? And it's like, this guy Owen, he's like, thanks, babe. I need a big gun. He's like, take two big guns. I'm working on this prototype. Look at this. It's a dog.
With a gun in his mouth.
For senior citizens. And then his head explodes. I'm like, what is happening here?
See, I normally
John Peters' mitts are all over that.
Is that?
Yeah, like,
I normally assume that I've missed something by not paying attention.
No, you haven't.
So I didn't even question that when it was happening. Because I'm like,
who's this? Who the fuck is this guy? Hey, Owen. And then, like, he built for the big finale, he builds them like an indestructible Jeep that's a prototype.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what are you showing it to them if you can't take it? And then they go in it, and the end bit, I'm like, I've no clue what's happening here. There's no geography. It's just a bunch of flames and bullets and like
it was like, I was looking, I was like, is the car on fire or isn't it? Because it was like, from inside, you swear they're engulfed in flames. And then the next scene, it's just a normal car with no...
A minivan.
And then there's a little bit of fire at the back, and then there's a little bit at the front.
Like, we're cooking now.
Like, no, you're not.
She's like, stop quipping. I can't take it. Like, they're literally in that shootout. Oh my god.
We're cooking now.
I can't do it. Like, it's too much.
I tell you what, this was worth it to do this movie. Just to hear you talk about.
And then they get to the end. But I was thinking,
I couldn't tell you how it ended.
When I was watching that, I was like, oh, explosions. It's like, there's like 100 people there, and then it's like two kind of like crane trucks, and they smash into it, and then like they shoot somebody. Like, that's gotta be the last of them. I'm like, is it? What about those people that, like, you didn't kill all them back there?
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I don't know if you ever seen Apocalypse Now.
No,
or
have you seen
the napalm scene where it's like they actually blow up, and I'm like, how you film an explosion? I know Apocalypse Now is like an Oscar Beatty film, but I'm like, that's how you show me an explosion. Don't just throw explosions
random
left, right, and center.
Mid explosion.
Like, I'm like, what's going on? Like, you know, like, I just have
Wilhelm scream.
At one point,
over.
They're like, it's like Stallone has the bigger gun. It's like, I got this one.
Yeah.
Like, that's right. Genetics, Pee Wee. I'm like, okay. And then, like, literally the next scene, they get out of the car, and like, Kurt Russell has a submachine gun. Like, what happened to the pistol that we used to
referenced
We just
it.
Did a little joke about it. Like, oh, I'm blowing out the levels.
And then
also, right, at the end, it's like, what do we... It's like at the end, like, what do we need? It's like, the sister. The sister needs to be kidnapped, even though they had no idea that she's his sister.
Yeah.
They don't know where she would be. All of a sudden, they have her, like, and your man...
Oh, yeah, some, like, House of Mirrors or something?
Yeah, that's... He's like, can you find the real me? It's like...
Without incident, through the head or something, like...
he's like, how do you know it's the real him? He's like... it was the rings, like, no, the monogram was reversed. Oh, the ring was too. Like, boy, we're good, huh? It's like,
20 and cut. 20, we got it.
20 seconds to get out of here. It has real like stop or my mom will shoot vibes. Like that Stallone in this, I'm like, oh yeah, he looks like that 3 years later in Stop Him, My Mom Was
Right.
And like, that's the vibe you're getting. Like, don't get me wrong, he looks good.
Yeah, he looks...
But also, he looks weird. Like, why is he wearing the glasses all the time?
I know.
Apparently, they're his real glasses he wears. But I'm like, it does nothing for the... It just confuses the character.
Yeah, it's like, what is he?
And also, like, are you the, like, serious stuck-in-the-mud one?
Yeah.
But you're cracking wise every other second. And Kurt Russell's, like, the slob who, like, ugh, you know, my life is a mess. So I understand it from him, but it's like... It's almost like Stallone saw it and he was like, hey, he's making jokes. I can make jokes.
Yeah. Write me in some jokes or you're fired.
Yeah. I'll write it myself.
Yeah. It's like, got a proposal? Yeah. Oh, we actually said that earlier in the movie. It's like, you're fired.
Give me another writer. John.
Right here, Sly. I'm running low on water. Yeah. Right to the top, just like you like it. Thanks, John.
Give me some cocaine too, huh?
You know, it was so fucking stupid that it entertained.
What are you going to give it as a rating?
I'd give it a 6 out of 10.
Wow. I'd give it a 5.
Whoa,
5 out of 10.
I don't think you've ever given
it's
that a
generous
low rate.
5 as well. And I, you know me, I want
you're mining for gold in
I
these
want
movies.
To like movies, yeah, and like. I was just like, about like half an hour, 40 minutes into it, I'm like, actually, this could be pretty good. Like, Kurt Russell is doing some good stuff. And then I'm like, they're in the fucking prison.
Yeah.
Then there's the cross-dressing scene.
Yeah.
The scene where Terry Hatcher's giving him a massage. And he's like, oh, it's almost it. Like, why are you like moaning in pleasure? You're just massaging him. And he's like, oh my God.
it had its holes in it, Terry. I'll give you that.
Big time.
But okay. I'm glad we watched it.
Who's your Ed Harris Award go to?
For excellence in acting. I'd give it to Kurt Russell.
I give it to Kurt Russell. Yeah. Jack Palance is a close second.
Yeah, I was thinking him.
Him and his mice are beautiful, aren't they? Tango and Cash.
Like, Tango is foiled
like,
as again.
He shows up in the prison at one point and he's like in the shadows. He's like, I am the one that has been causing you all this pain. And then when the prison guards finally break it up, he just like disappears into the smoke. Like, how did they get in here? What is happening?
Back to his lair.
Yeah, like his lair of TVs.
What about your Daniel Plainview Award for Best Line Reading, Terry?
I don't know. Like, something that Jack Palance said, like, you know, I did like that, like, Tango and Cash. Cash and Tango.
I give it to Stallone. Rambo is a pussy. Yeah,
fuck off.
Shoots the thing. Anybody want to get high?
Bad.
Brilliant. And it's clearly like not cocaine as well.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It is sugar. Like.
It's pure sugar.
Anybody want a bowl of cereal? What about that, guys? Don't do it.
How about that? It's good. Keep it in.
Okay. Well, we had some laughs. We'll give it that.
You know.
Where can the good folks find us out there?
Hugh can find us on Instagram at What's So Great About Pod. But you know that already. You can find us on Twitter at WSGA Pod. And more importantly, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/whatssogreatabout. For a mere €5 a month, which is nothing these days. 2023? 2024?
Yep. 2024.
Well, this is the 90s after all, Eddie. You can find...
Hey, it's the 90s.
Still got it. You can find essentially hundreds of episodes in our back catalogue, including our mini-series on the MCU, What's So Great About Ryan Gosling, What's So Great About Will Smith, a.k.a. Big Willie's Flops, and What's So Great About 90s Action, if you want to hear us talk about the real greats.
I watched The Hunt for Red October the other day. 1990, that movie is. And I'm a little bit of a John McTiernan kick. And Die Hard is 88. Like, this movie comes in between the two of them. And it's fucking insane to me that, like, this is kind of where you are in 1989, considering Hunt for Red October is so grounded and deadly,
right?
And this is just like,
so the world hasn't lost its
mind. No, it's just Stallone and the gang that are like.
You also get early access to all of our weekly episodes, and you get two extra episodes, bono episodes a month. Terry, what else can they do for us if they're people?
If you can't afford to pay the €5 a month, which, you know.
Fuck you, huh?
Well,
too much?
Not too much, yeah. You got problems, I was hoping for. You can give us a rating and review on your...
Fuck your mother.
Look how warm I am.
I was thinking that. Everybody's a tough guy, huh? All right, I guess everybody's a tough guy.
Hey, Marty, why don't you get Rob Ryan on this thing?
He's a big shot with the winter gear.
Yeah, so rating and review, 5-star review. Now, Andy,
yeah?
In this movie, yeah. There are two detectives.
Lead characters.
But I don't want a 2-star review.
No,
I want a 5-star review.
Yes.
Yeah, one of my weaker ones, folks, I'll admit it.
Speaking of, yes, folks, we're coming to a town near you. If you live in Dublin.
To be precise.
Little Whelan's.
Yeah.
May 23rd. By the time you hear this, the tickets are already on sale.
Fuck yeah.
And I tell you, it's a nice, tight, little intimate venue.
Why, Derek? Why? Why you do it?
We're trying to sell
people on
it. You're going to have a good time, I'll tell you.
You're going to have a good time.
We may or may not have some special guests.
Yeah.
TBD. Yeah. yes, May 23rd. Now, it's on a Thursday. It's payday.
Yeah, it's school. It's school, payday. School's out for summer, right?
Plenty of time to book your Friday off. No yeah. need, though, because, you know, it'll be reasonable. But anyway,
well,
it's
but afterwards,
be...
we'll get together, have a few laughs, a few drinks.
See what happens.
Yeah. I mean, we're in town this time, so,
yeah.
You know, well, let's make a night of it. I'm taking the day off. I'm taking the Friday off.
I'm taking the Thursday and the Friday
off.
How about that?
Oh, yeah.
But, yes, so we would love to see you there.
Yeah.
And
Come join us.
We've already started planning it, and it's shaping up to be really fun. So, if you like the show, please check it out.
There's going to be a lot of us back and forth. There'll probably be some, you know, fun bits that we do on the Patreon. We might carry over to the live show, you know. We're going to have a good time.
And on that note,
until next week, where it is...
What is next week?
Cliffhanger.
Ooh.
Fucking Lithgow. Let's go.
Sorry, I didn't mean for it to be that loud.
Kyle quit the band. Now we're back together. Misunderstanding. Didn't understand. It doesn't matter. Now we're back together again. La 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 la. Couldn't split up Kato and Nash.
That's true.
Couldn't split up Tango and Cash. That's also true. This is our song of exultant joy, because we only came to kick some ass. Rock the fucking house and kick some ass. What we gonna do with all the cash? Smoke hash and then we thrash. We'll throw a big old bash, y'all, and everyone is invited to the bash. And everyone, you're all invited to the bash. Come out, guy, watch out, come out.
So you and Callagher are like buds?
He responded to my DM a couple of weeks ago, and it had been like a running joke on the show where it's like, we're best mates because he's Irish, and
right.
Then but I DM'd him and he actually replied, so that was like all the proof, and he was like, I told you, I just had it on screen, I'm like, there it is.
What did you DM?
I said, you're an absolute legend, or something like that, and he said, cheers, my man, appreciate it. But I'll put it out like tomorrow.
Great. See how we get going.
Great.
All right.
Test your levels there.
Testing my levels.
And I too. Okay, great. 3, 2, 1. Record.
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the podcast that is willing.